Hello everyone, it is me trying you out, and I'm going to be answering Hi No Name's December questions. This should be interesting because I have had a long ass day, and I don't know. It's probably what I need to relax, so this will be fun. Question number one is always a good place to start. So, if you switched genders for the day, how would you spend it? Tits and vagina, let's be honest, that's, well, freaking out tits and vagina afterwards, that would be fun. And then, I guess experiencing everyday things as a woman. Like, what challenges would it present and what benefits would it provide? Would be interesting. I guess I'm more of a practical person than a let's experience life as from the perspective of a woman and see how things change. Because I know that, you know, I was listening to No Name's stuff earlier today and he was saying, you know, how he would see how, you know, people were prejudiced against you or whatever based on your gender. But I'm more of a practicalist, so I would probably see what tasks and things that would be easier or more difficult as a woman. So that would be interesting from a purely scientific point. And then I would wake up the next day and I would just have my regular old wiener. And I'd be sad because I didn't have any boobies anymore. Yeah. But you win some, you lose some. That's how it goes. So question number two. What? Excuse me. That was very sexy. Yeah, you'll have to excuse me. I'm still getting over a little bit of sickness. So hopefully I'll try not to cough too much. What moment in your life made the most impact to it and paved the way to your current lifestyle? I don't know. Probably, I don't think I've had that many big life-defining moments. I would say one thing that has definitely stuck in my mind has been getting involved with GWA because it kind of revolutionized my confidence a little bit, which was very, very much appreciated. But I suppose the most impact in my life was really kind of being born, I guess, and being born into the family that I was, because my family, thankfully, have always been very, very supportive of me and have always helped me out where I needed it. They've always tried to offer me advice but let me be my own person. So, yeah, I think either birth or in the last kind of 6 months recording for GWA, they're probably some of the more important ones to me, because I don't think that in the middle there's nothing that really kind of stands out. Because, yeah, things kind of just plodded along, I guess, from, you know, but it's plodded along at quite a good, you know, standard, I guess. You know, it's been, I haven't really experienced that much difficulty because my parents have always been there for me and they've always provided things that I've needed. They haven't always given me things I wanted, but they've given me the things that I've needed, so that's been awesome. And I'm very thankful every day for everything that they've done for me, so that's been good. Excuse me. And yeah, and then the GWA thing, guess it's a, I Okay, I'm going to share now. So, never really. Yeah, despite my trying you out personality, I've never really been that. Don't know whether to use the phrase that much of a stud, but I'm going to use I've never been that attractive to girls, if you know what I mean. Probably because I've been quite passive before and just, yeah. Girls have never really gone, wow, he's really hot and a catch and is generally awesome and I'd kiss him on the mouth. So, yeah, it's getting involved in GWA has given me this kind of leash of new lease of life because it's, you know, people have actually made me feel not just wanted but desired, and it's definitely helped my self-esteem and my confidence. So anybody who's ever listened or commented or sent me a message or whatever, I guess thanks are due to you guys in a little part because you've definitely made my life a lot better. So those are moments in my life which have made a massive impact, so thank you. Question number three. If you could wrestle a teddy bear for the last goldfish in the bucket, what color would your walls be? My walls would be the color of delight. I don't know. The question is ridiculous. No name, what the f what is what I don't even know what's going on in your head. I don't know. I like it, but I don't know. So my walls would be, I don't know. I'm terrible at picking things like this. This is, I mean, for example, I am buying a house right now, and people said, "What color are you going to paint your house on the inside? Like, what color are you going to paint this room?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I don't concern myself with things like colors and furniture and stuff. It's like all I need is a bed and my computer and a TV and maybe a shower every so often and maybe an oven. Okay, there's lots of things I need. Right? Yes, I get it, but." Okay, maybe I do need to concern myself with this stuff, but I don't know. I'm bad at decisions, right? Just leave me alone and stop asking me questions like stuff. Okay, four. Question four. Question four. What is my favorite animal? My favorite animal. Favorite animal. Damn, I really should have thought about these questions before I started answering them. Favorite animal. Favorite animal. Animal. Animals. Let's name some animals. Okay, favorite animal is a dog. I like dogs. Dogs are good. I would like a pet dog, but I wouldn't be home enough to look after the dog, so that would be cruel. So I wouldn't get a dog until I have a family or I win the lottery, one of the two, and then I'd be home to look after it a bit more. So, yes, dogs. Yes, dogs. Oh my goodness, you must think I'm mentally ill with all the weird ways that my head goes off. Anyway, next part of the question. What is my favorite song? Favorite song at the minute? Oh, favorite song. Right, I know what it is. It's a song I haven't listened to in a while, actually. But it's like one of those questions, if you could only ever listen to one song ever for the rest of your life, ever again, what would it be? It would be a song by a group called Conjure One, and the song is called Center of the Sun. and it's the Solar Stone remix, and it's my favourite song ever, ever made, and it lasts for about 10 minutes, and it's one of those kind of chill out ambient songs, and it's pretty damn awesome. I actually used to listen to it all the time whenever I wanted to go to sleep, and it just sent me straight off. So it is a fantastic song, and if you ever get the chance to listen to it, definitely check it out, because it is something that will break your mind and make you feel intensely relaxed. What is my favourite colour? My favourite colour is red. What is my favourite part of my body? Favourite part of my body is, I would have said my mind. My mind over my brain, because I've never really seen my brain before, but I have experienced my mind. Therein lies the philosophical difference. See, I had a smart. I am so smart. So yes, my mind, because it encompasses lots of things like my personality and my personality. So yeah, my mind, or my brain, or wherever my mind actually lives. I don't know. Where does your mind live? That is an interesting question, but probably not one for this recording, because otherwise it could potentially last a long time. So yes, my mind. But if that is too much of a cop-out, my eyes are good. I probably like my chest a bit more since I've started working out at the gym. And let's say I've got a nice butt. Yeah. I've got a nice butt. I think. I hope. Maybe. Do I? I think I do. Maybe. I don't know. Let me know if you think I have a nice butt. Please tell me I have a nice butt. I would like it. Thank you. Next question. Oh, I should not be doing this whenever it's so late. What is my favourite exercise? My favourite exercise is going to the gym, and probably working out on the bikes, because I can just sit there and listen to music and exercise at the same time, even though I feel like death itself whenever I get off. It's good, and it helps me do cardio, and cardio is so boring. Ugh. And I know that lifting weights is good, but it's not exciting. And plus, I think I give up too easily sometimes as well. I'm like, okay, let's do 10 of these. Okay, what's that, 5? Okay, yeah, 5's enough. That's fine. Yeah, well done. Pat on the back. Okay, time to go home. So, I don't know. Exercise, probably bikes, like cycling. Question number 5. Am I a bath or a shower person? Am I a bath or a shower person? Bath, because I don't know, just I know lots of people are like, you know, you can't have a bath because you're just bathing in your own dirt. But I quite like baths because you can just lie there. Your body is entirely cased in the warm. Because I like my baths that are like scalding hot practically. You know, they're really, really warm, and you come out looking like a lobster afterwards because you're so red. So I think I'm a bath person, and it relaxes your muscles so much more than a shower. But in terms of ease, shower is definitely better, but I'm a bath person at heart. Shorts or pants? I hope that you mean trousers, because, you know, proper English. I've just offended maybe about 90% of the people who listen to this, but, you know, it's okay. the British invented English, so we can say whatever we want. So I'm going to say pants for all you Americans, because I'm considered like that. Oh, I'm going to get so many angry PMs and comments after this. Bra or panties? Bra or panties? Would I rather wear bra or panties? I have worn both. In theatre, I've worn a bra and panties. Yes, I have worn both. And my girlfriend wants me to wear her. No, I'm joking. That is not true. That is not true. Just like to set those rumours to rest, unless you find it hot, in which case, yes, I totally did it. But no, I didn't really. Or did I? No. No, I didn't. Did I? I don't know. Bra or panties? On me? Whatever. Whatever floats your boat. And on someone else, probably panties. Underwear or peanut butter? Would I eat peanut butter in my underwear? Would I like peanut butter in my underwear? Would I like underwear on my peanut butter? There are so many. Would I stand in peanut butter while wearing underwear? Who knows? There are many different connotations to this question, but I would say peanut butter, because who doesn't like peanut butter? The question is, crunchy or smooth? Now therein lies the question. And underwear? Boxers? Boxer briefs? Briefs? Who knows? Mankini? Thong? I don't know. You're really going to need to narrow that question down a little bit in high no name. Because we don't really know. We need the details. But I'll probably go for peanut butter. Question number 6. If you were a T-Rex living in Atlanta, how would you pick the berries from the tree? Explain in full detail, including how you would look as a T-Rex. Okay. If I was a T-Rex living in Atlanta, I would probably use a cherry picker, and I would stand on the cherry picker platform and use my tiny little T-Rex arms to press the control panel because I could reach it. And I would raise up to the level of the tree, and I would be able to either pick the berries because my short stubby arms would be in reach, or I would bite them off with my big T-Rex jaws. But the question is as well, that whole research about, was the T-Rex actually like 1/8 of the size that they thought it was, and it was just like a tiny little chicken dinosaur, or like a human-sized dinosaur, I don't know. Or was it the big giant thing that we all know and love? I don't know. But if I was tiny, I would get a normal-sized cherry picker, and if I was a big dinosaur, I would get a giant dinosaur-sized cherry picker. And then, if you needed a little bit of extra reach, you could get those grabby things that they use to pick up litter with. And what else could I use to collect the berries from the tree? Or you could use the cherry picker idea and just get up to the tree and just grab it with your tiny little arms or in your mouth and just shake the crap out of it like a dog with a pillow or a cushion or a teddy bear, I don't know, and just shake the berries off the tree and collect the berries. But then therein lies the problem, where you have to pick up the berries off the ground, and you'd have like your tiny short arms, you couldn't pick the berries off the ground, you wouldn't have to pick them off the tree anymore. But maybe you could hire, like, I don't know, triceratopses to, you know, maybe collect them for you. Or maybe you're a T-Rex foreman and you could just delegate it to other people, and so you wouldn't actually have to, you know, collect the berries, because you could just get other people to do it for you. I'm getting very philosophical late at night. And what would I look like as a T-Rex? Well, if I was a foreman T-Rex who was, you know, managing everything, I would probably be wearing dungarees. But if I wasn't, and if I was in the cherry picker, then I would probably be quite refined. I'd be a refined gentleman. I'd look like a cross between... I'd probably look quite dashing, a bit like Sherlock Holmes, you know, with the kind of hat that's tied on top with the floppy ears down the side and the big overcoat and a pipe and maybe a monocle and a magnifying glass. That'd be quite cool, so you can inspect the berries. But then you'd also maybe have a leather overcoat like Van Helsing for the bad weather, and hopefully the berries wouldn't be too bad because of the rain and storm and lightning and thunder. So yeah, my T-Rex would look like a cross between Sherlock Holmes and Van Helsing, probably. Or would look like a hick from the south of America. Not south of America, but the south of the United States. So one of the two. Either way, pretty much worlds apart. Number seven. Tell me three things about yourself you hate telling people. Number one, I hate telling people what I'm good at. Because I'm naturally quite a humble person. And if I'm being honest, I'm generally quite good at a lot of things. I'm one of these people who is a kind of a visual learner, so I see somebody doing something a couple of times, I'm like, that looks easy enough, let me try it. And then I try it, and I can do it quite well, most of the time. And people say, well, how often have you been doing this? And I'm like, like 10 minutes. Okay then. So yes, so I don't like normally telling people what I'm good at, because there's sometimes a big list. What else do I not like telling people about? I hate telling people that I play the piano and that I sing, especially in church, I guess, because then if they find out that I play piano or that I sing, then they'll say, ooh, here's a conveniently placed piano and microphone, please play and sing something. And then I get all shy because I can play just random things, not anything real, if you know what I mean. I can just play chords and just fart about. But if somebody said, oh, here, play me a song, I'd be like, music? So I really kind of need chords and some songs. And then just they go, oh, here, play this. And I go, okay. I actually did that at my best friend in work. She was getting married, and in the reception place, it was in a hotel, and in one of the bars there was this like baby grand piano. And I had a few drinks, and I sat down at the piano and just started to play and sing. And in the end, about 50 people came and stood around the piano and watched me play and sing. And then my friend, who was getting married, came in her wedding dress and sat down beside me, and we sat and sang music for probably about, I don't know how long it was, but in the end it got to about 4:30 in the morning, and we eventually decided to stop. It wasn't all that long that we actually played for and sang, but because we only started playing quite late on. But that was interesting, and we were absolutely destroyed the next day. So yes, I often don't like telling people that I play piano and sing, because then they say, please prove it. What else? Ugh, 26 minutes. One more thing I don't like telling people about myself is that I don't like answering this third part of the question because I can't think of anything. Well, this is exciting. Oh, sometimes, Right. I am about to reveal my secret shame. So, I'm going to need to take a drink. So, I am a bit of a nerd at heart. I hope you realize I'm about to destroy all the mysticism and sexiness behind the trying you out personality. So, I used to, well, I'm not used to, but I am a bit of a nerd. I like to play the odd bit of video games as well, and I'm quite into the game League of Legends. So for any of you who don't know what that is, it's basically just like a strategy game, basically like a team strategy game where you have a battlefield and you pretend to be a character and you just have to try and kill the other people's base. That's the gist of the game. Now, I got very, very into this game, and on Reddit there's another subreddit called Summoner School, and on this it basically teaches people how to play the game, and on this there's this thing where what they did was they organized matches together and got people to play every Saturday night. And I got involved in this kind of thing, and then I got involved with another organization because of it called ESL. And they, what those two organizations basically do, as well as, well, Summoner School teaches people how to play the game, but ESL just basically shows people playing the game. And what I did was I got involved with these organizations, and I did a thing called shoutcasting, which is basically commentating on the games like you would with like football games, you know, like a sports announcer, and you basically call out and tell people what's happening in the game and break down all the different plays and everything, but in the context of video games. And we used to broadcast these, and people think that is the nerdiest thing you've ever said. Please never talk to me again, you loser. But it was actually quite popular, and I did receive some money for it. So yeah, that was nice. And I did that for about a year, and then I just got a bit burned out from it. But I still play. And yeah, oh yeah, and it was quite popular. We got like 1,000 people watching at some points, which was nice. So yeah, pretty nerdy. So I don't like telling people that, because then they just kind of look at me funny, like, that's a thing? That's, wow. You're a lot nerdier than I thought you were. Okay, that probably could have been a lot more succinct, but, oh, never mind. Question number 8. One thing you couldn't live without, and one thing you wish you didn't have to live with. One thing I couldn't live without. I was thinking about this one earlier as I was listening to No Name's answers, and I genuinely don't think I could live without the internet and internet access in general, because I would just be so bored. I swear, I have like some kind of mental cognitive ADHD type thing, not like actual clinical one, but my brain is always going, and it's some kind of hyperactivity disorder in my thinking. You know, constantly thinking about something or flicking from different concepts and ideas and stuff. So I always need something to think about. So having access to the internet is just, I need it in my life, because I can just do whatever I want and think about whatever I want and look at and explore and investigate and discover whatever I want when I want it. So that is phenomenal. And plus, I've met a lot of awesome people through the internet, and I wouldn't have done that had I not had it. So I know that I could probably eventually learn to live without it, but it would make my life a lot harder. And one thing I wish I didn't have to live with. One thing I wish I didn't have to live with would be, to be honest, I'm okay. I think I can manage things okay. I guess I wish that I didn't have to live with being stressed out at all right now, because I'm a little stressed out. I have university assignments due, because I'm at university part-time while I'm working full-time, and I'm trying to buy a house, as I told you, and it's coming up to Christmas, and there's lots and lots of things to do. So yeah, I wish I could live without stress, because that would be nice, and then I could just actually get on with the stuff that I need to get on with. Question number 9. Give me 17 reasons why the moon isn't made of cheese, then pick your favorite and tell us that one. Well, out of the 17 reasons that I have picked, because I am so intelligent and have clearly done all that research, the favorite one that I have is because if it was made of cheese, then we wouldn't have mice on the earth, would we now? Because they would eat all the cheese, and then there would be no moon. See? Logic. Question number 10. What would you do for a Klondike bar? What would I do for a Klondike bar? I don't know, because I don't know what a Klondike bar is. I have never tasted a Klondike bar, and I will, let me research it right now. Klondike. See, if I didn't have the internet, I wouldn't be able to search for what a Klondike bar is. So, like I say, couldn't live without the internet. A Klondike bar is a brand, well, it's a dessert generally consisting of vanilla ice cream square coated with a thin layer of chocolate. Well, What would I do for vanilla ice cream coated in chocolate? I guess I'd pay some money, or I'd do a sexy dance, or I don't think I'd go as far as selling a kidney, because they're probably a bit more expensive than a Klondike bar. What else would I do for a Klondike bar? I'd do the dishes, I guess. Or I'd steal one from a child. I would say that I'd maybe compromise my morals like that. If it was a really hot day, I don't think I'd punch a child, but I might just, you know, steal it from them and run away. Probably wouldn't steal it from an adult because they might hurt my face. What else would I do for a Klondike bar? I'd let a dog lick my face. I suppose I would pick berries off a tree for a T-Rex if he would give me a Klondike bar. I suppose I could do that. Check that out. Self-referential answers to my own answers. Yeah. I don't know. It's late and I have been talking for 37 minutes. What are you even doing listening to this? You're clearly not right if you've listened to all this, because it's shit. It's actual crap. Like, why? Ugh. I'm going to stop now, because there is no more purpose to my responses, and it's just balls now. So I'm going to finish off the rest of my whiskey. I'm not that drunk. I have literally, this is only my first glass, and it's not very much. So I hope you've enjoyed the mind-numbing strangeness and borderline mental illness that is my brain. I hope that anybody who listens to my GWA stuff doesn't go, wow, well, he's just really unsexy now, because that would make me sad. But I hope that anybody who does listen to it goes, that guy is sexy and funny. Just makes me want him more. And I hope that anybody who listens to my other stuff on our recordings goes, I like that guy. We should play Cards Against Humanity more, because he sounds like he would make a lot of fun answers about Vikings and nipple blades. If you've played Cards Against Humanity, you'll get the joke. Don't worry. So, anyway, I'm definitely going now, because this is just rambling and it's getting awkward now for you and I. So you should probably go. I'll just wait around here and sit in the dark and maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll sing and play the piano while no one's here. Just don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. Okay. Bye now.